Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome to the San Francisco 49ers Extra Podcast on thesportsvirus.com, featuring former 49ers quarterback Steve Bono.
You don't have anything. You can't escape. Take the sack, live to play another down, and move on.
49ers Extra is brought to you by TPC Harding Park, the only public golf course in San Francisco offering golfers the opportunity to play where the pros play, in the home of the 2020 PGA Championship. Coming up, we'll talk about the 49ers' win against the Cardinals and look ahead to the Seattle Seahawks game on Monday Night Football. But first, I want to tell you about our favorite golf course, TPC Harding Park in San Francisco. Live in San Francisco and love to play golf? Visit TPC Harding Park and purchase your two-year resident card, giving you immediate savings on golf and other programs at the park. Cut your green fees in half by purchasing your card today. Visit www.tpc.com/Harding Park for more information. Well, Steve, the 49ers are the lone remaining undefeated team in the NFL, and they've even got one of your former teammates, Hall of Famer Jerry Rice, saying that they're going to win the Super Bowl. And I guess, you know, he kind of, I guess he had picked them before, so maybe he's not just jumping on the 8-0 bandwagon, but man, things are looking great, especially after winning Thursday night against Arizona and then seeing that the Patriots lost their game to the Ravens.
Yeah, it's, it was, I mean, it's obviously it's really fun, you know, being, you know, associated with them and you know, watching them win. We haven't seen this in a while, and it's forgot how fun it is.
Yeah, no doubt.
And I think the other thing was that, you know, it wasn't just the defense. Defense had their hands full with Kyler Murray, and I thought he played pretty well. Actually, I thought Arizona's offense was pretty good. To see Arizona's defense basically come out in their game plan and say, okay, we're not going to let you beat us running the ball. So Jimmy G, you're going to have to beat us. And he fully did. I mean, there was no question. What are, you know, 28 for 37, I think, off the top of my head.
Over 300 yards and four touchdowns.
Over 300 yards, you know, four touchdown passes. His numbers on third down were crazy good. Like 10 for 12 or 12 for 14 for, you know, three touches.
Well, how about third and fourth down? Let's see.
They were really good.
15. That's what they had there. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's, you know, I've talked about it all year. You know, they've been 50% plus in almost every game on third and fourth down. So that's, that wins ball games. I mean, that keeps drives alive, and, it's really fun to watch.
Oh yeah, they were 11 for 17. He completed 13 out of 15 passes. So that's amazing. On
third and fourth down.
Okay. Yeah, that's pretty amazing right there.
Okay. Yeah.
But you know, and you look at the addition of Emmanuel Sanders is so big. I don't know that I saw it coming, Steve, because I kept thinking about how he had his Achilles injury last year, and was he going to be the same guy? He has been just huge for them. I mean, especially in those clutch situations when Jimmy G needs to find somebody, he just knows how to get open and knows how to catch the ball.
Yeah. I mean, that experience, as we talked about it, you know, he has probably more experience than the three guys, you know, Goodwin, Bourne, actually maybe four guys, Samuels and Pettis. I mean, those four guys combined probably don't have 10 years.
No.
So you've added a very veteran guy that looks like he still runs really well despite the Achilles injury. So, it's helped tremendously. I mean, again, you know, go back to a week ago Sunday when, you know, they come out and throw him the ball in the first game he's played in as a Niner. It's been here, you know, 3 days. So, shows you what kind of confidence that they have in them.
I wanted to get into that too with you because, you know, for those of us who didn't play in the NFL, I can only appreciate it and not know firsthand what it's like when you have a new player like that. You haven't had a lot of time with him, and Jimmy G just seems to be able to do that kind of thing where he's in sync with a receiver right away, or even when he first joined the 49ers, Jimmy G, it was amazing how he jumped on the field and then they were winning games. So I would think that's more difficult than most people imagine. It seems pretty amazing.
Way more difficult. And I know that we talked about this, 2 years ago when he basically started playing, that, you know, he came in with even though he hadn't played many games, came in with a, I don't know if pedigree is the right word, but, you know, someone who had been on winning teams, got to see how you prepare, how Tom Brady prepares, how you play the game, how to carry yourself and all those things. So, I think the same now with Sanders coming in. You know, again, 10-year veteran. You know, is been on a few teams, been to the Pro Bowl. You know, is a professional, knows what it takes, knows how to prepare. And then the last thing I would say is that from what I've heard, the offenses are very similar. So he went, from the minute he walked in, he felt comfortable in Kyle's offense. So that that's going to turn around and give Jimmy G confidence that he knows where Sanders is going to be, and Jimmy G knows that. Sanders knows, you know, 90% of the playbook and it's going to be in the right place at the right time.
And this, most people are pointing to it and saying that this was Jimmy G's best game. I agree with that. They needed him in this game. They didn't have as much of a running attack, although Breida still went for 78 yards, but they needed Jimmy G. And one of the things I noticed, Steve, and I'm sure that you're looking at it, is that for me, a lot of quarterbacks, they can have the throwing arm. They can see the field. There's all kinds of different aspects of playing quarterback, but the feel in the pocket and being able to get away from the pass rush is such a major part of it. And he seems to be really developing in that area. How do you feel about it?
He does. I mean, he made some amazing throws on Thursday night. And the one to me, the most amazing one was the one to Sanders, third down. Sanders is running an in cut on Jimmy G's left, and Jimmy G just kind of flicks it with his hips and his shoulders, doesn't move his feet. You know, one of those throws where there were two or three guys around Sanders, but he runs a good route, the ball's in the right place, catch, first down. It might have been relatively late in the game. You know, one of those throws that you're like, you know, that was a spectacular throw, but let's not live on that edge. You know what I mean?
And he does sometimes.
When he kind of threw it, I was like, but it was in the exact right spot at the right time. And I think to that point that of what you're making is that he is getting more comfortable with it, feeling better about his knee, moving around a little better. I'd still like to see him get up in the pocket a little bit more. You know, he kind of gets stuck at the top of his drop.
You'd like him to step into the throws more. I know you've talked about that
a little bit more. He's, you know, just because he is a little bit of a back foot thrower. Because he has such a quick release and a strong arm, he can get away with it. But I think he could be even better, stepping up into some of those throws. The other great throw was the touchdown throw to Pettis.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
You know, read it well. Now that one, I think he gets hit on it, but he steps up into it, you know, lays it up nicely before Pettis is even out of the top of his route, which is a, you know, great timing. So that was another one that came to my mind when you were asking the question, about him, you know, his comfort in the pocket, and it's definitely getting better. There's no question.
Yeah, that pass was a thing of beauty. I mean, the other thing is he's sort of Aaron Rodgers-like when he makes plays. And again, in the clutch, there was one at near the end of the game where he's starting to run, and then he's faking, and running wouldn't have been a good idea. And then he dumped it off to Dwelly and got the first down. That was huge.
That was a huge play, because that first down was needed to take a knee and seal the game, you know, and I think that was the best to that point. I think that was the best part of the game. They defensively give up the blown touchdown, which was not well played on defense. The defense, I think, would be the first to admit that. But that the offense gets the ball back, you know, 4-minute football. Everybody knows they have to run the ball. They run the ball. They throw the ball. They get first downs, and they get 3 first downs, and the game is over. I mean, that was the best part of how to win a football game in the NFL.
We'll have more with Steve after this from TPC Harding Park. 49ers fans from outside the Bay Area, listen up. TPC Harding Park has a great deal for you when you are planning your trip to Levi's Stadium to see the 49ers. While you're in town, take advantage of Golf the Gridiron, featuring discounted tee times and free club rentals. Visit TPC.com and click on Special Offers for tee time deals at San Francisco's own TPC Harding Park. To me, the lasting image in this game, Steve, is really, you know, the first play of the game for the 49ers on offense. George Kittle gets hurt, and you're just holding your breath because it looked like he hyperextended his knee, or, you know, it could have been a lot worse on that play. And then he stays in. Maybe he comes back anyway, comes back into the game. And I know he didn't play the entire game, but he comes back in. He makes a lot of plays, including that stiff arm on Buda Baker where he went in for the touchdown. And you can't even believe that he was hurt. I mean, that was just remarkable. That was old school football right there.
Yeah, it was. He's got a knack for getting his hand on a guy's, like, almost his a defender's, like, downfield shoulder.
Uh-huh.
You know, where he takes the offensive and is able to stiff arm that shoulder and knock that defender off balance. And he did it to the play that you're talking about, because the hit on the knee in slow-mo during that look, that looked horrible.
Yeah.
That was, you know, one of those ones like, oh boy, that's not good. Direct hit, hyperextended. But he's a tough dude and stayed in there for most of the game. It must have been stiffening up. I haven't seen any injury report on him. Since the game, I guess they probably don't have to put one out because they don't play until next week.
But, right, until Monday night. So, yeah, hopefully he'll be in there.
But I have a feeling that, it, you know, he started to stiffen up, you know, as the game was going on. Because they said that part of it was his ankle as well.
Yeah, so that was it's just amazing that he was able to continue. But, yeah, hopefully he's going to be okay for the Monday night game. One player who will not be in there is Quan Alexander, and that's a big loss. Oh, I mean, he's a huge linebacker for them. He's a very important piece, especially as people have been writing articles about, you know, the swagger that he has, and that's going to be gone. So some other players are going to have to pick it up, like Dre Greenlaw for one.
Yeah, and they I mean, Quan Alexander was a great free agent acquisition. I thought, having seen him play now, boy, he is an aggressive player, and and can play sideline to sideline chasing the ball. But it seemed like Greenlaw, and he seemed to play pretty well, I thought, in the preseason. So it'll be interesting to see him in there with, with Warner as a, someone again who wasn't really expected to play last year, got a lot of experience, but is still pretty young and pretty ripe.
And it's going to be interesting to see because we know the pass rush has been great. They had three more sacks against Murray. But now, you've got these quarterbacks running around, not just Murray, but you got Russell Wilson on Monday night. Eventually, Lamar Jackson. All of these linebackers, everybody's going to be tested because they can run around and elude tacklers. And I think it's going to be really tough for the 49ers the next few weeks with these quarterbacks.
Yeah. The pass rush is going to be key. They're going to have to collectively surround, Kyler Murray, Russell Wilson, Lamar Jackson, in the next, two for sure in the next 2 weeks. I forget when we play.
There's the Baltimore. Packers in between there too, because there's Packers, Seahawks, yeah. Cardinals, Packers.
Yeah, yeah. Aaron doesn't run like them, but. Don't let him out of the pocket because he's going to kill you.
Right. Another great quarterback. Then after all that, you're going to have to face Drew Brees. So, it's just all these great quarterbacks.
Yeah. Yeah. And pass rush has been terrific. And I see it staying that way. You have seven defensive linemen. Is that right? Four, five. Yeah, I think seven defensive linemen that have been playing, and every one of them has been playing well.
Yeah, everybody's contributing.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, so I see the pass rush staying good, which is going to make everybody behind them better.
Yeah, which should keep them focused on these quarterbacks no matter what. Right? I mean, if you didn't have a pass rush, then those quarterbacks might run wild. But you're still – you got to Murray three times, so – that's not bad to get three sacks there.
No, not at all. But, it's the one or two times that they get away and they make a huge play.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's talk about the 49ers-Seahawks game on Monday night. First of all, you got two teams that are pretty loaded right now. You got an 8-0 Niners team and a 7-2 Seahawks team. So I was reading that this is the third best Monday night football matchup like ever as far as, two teams with those kind of winning percentages.
Really?
That's pretty cool in itself. And think about the fact that the 49ers, they've got some revenge on their minds because Seattle comes in here and wins a lot. They've won four of the last five times that they've come to the Bay Area against the 49ers.
Yeah.
So, and we know, this is the game you've been looking at on the calendar.
Turkey legs on the 50.
Yeah, exactly. With somebody who's on the Niners now, but But, there's a pretty good rivalry that goes on, with Pete Carroll and everything. And this should be pretty good.
Pete will have him frothing just like he always does. He's a good coach and they have a good team. Atmosphere will be the best, or at least I hope it should be the best that we have seen yet at Levi's. It's on paper should be a hell of a game.
And Russell Wilson's having an incredible season.
Incredible
22
year.
Touchdowns and one interception.
Yeah. And, you're worried about Kyler Murray running around. I think I worry about Russell Wilson extending plays just a little bit more. He may not take off with his legs and beat you as bad as Kyler will, but he can beat you worse with finding people open when he's on the move.
And they have a little bit of everything because they have a good rushing attack with Chris Carson. They've got Tyler Lockett and DK Metcalf, who are really good receivers. Both had over 100 yards in the last game. They came back in dramatic fashion, by the way, against Tampa Bay in their last game.
Right.
So they got all these guys. Then they added Josh Gordon.
Added Josh Gordon, exactly. Yeah, I know. I'm assuming he wasn't quite ready last week because I don't think he played, did he?
He didn't play, no, but I think Pete Carroll is sort of downplaying, like, you know, what his impact will be, but yeah. It could be big.
I think he'll be on the field on Monday night.
You think so? Yeah.
I think I can go out on a limb and say that.
I would say that he would be, and he could be a big contributor.
That's exactly good. Pete knows, you know, he's like, okay, this will be my secret weapon for Monday night.
Well, yeah, I did see a report. Gordon passes physical and is ready to go. So he'll be ready to go for that Monday night game.
He'll be on. Yeah, he'll be on the field.
The good thing, I guess, for the 49ers is that it's not a must win, but you'd hate to see this momentum get slowed down the way things have been going.
Yeah, you do. But, I mean, I think I've mentioned it. I mean, they're gonna stumble somewhere. Man, it's almost impossible to go undefeated in the NFL.
Right.
So they're going to stumble somewhere. You hope that, you know, if they do, they still have played well. You know, maybe didn't figure something out on how to win the game, but I don't know. Yeah, the momentum. I don't think it will. You know, if they were to lose Monday night, it's not the end of the world. I think it could be a good. It's kind of a good reminder of how bad that feeling is when you lose. To not want to do it again. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think they can. There's no question in my mind they can win on Monday. But it'll take a good defensive effort, a good offensive effort, and a good special teams effort. I mean, Seattle seems to have a pretty good team this year, and it can't be two of the three. It's going to have to be all three phases.
The last thing I wanted to ask you about before we go is just being on a team that's on a roll, because, you know, you played a long enough time that you were on some teams that had some good winning streaks. I remember one with the 49ers at the end of the year where you guys just ran off a bunch of wins in a row. It was like six or seven wins in a row at the end of the year. When you're on a team that has that kind of confidence, that's just winning week after week, I mean, that's got to be a feeling that you just never forget. And I can only imagine the confidence of everybody on the team.
Yeah, and to me, the biggest part of the biggest piece of confidence is knowing that, okay, maybe we struggle earlier or maybe we struggle late, but we're still in the game and somebody's going to make a play and we're going to win the game. You know, it's that feeling, mm-hmm. you know, that where I've been on the other side of it too. Like, okay, we're in the game, but you know what? Somebody's going to screw up.
Somehow we're going to lose. Yeah.
somehow we're going to lose the game. And it's just as strong on the winning side, if not stronger. Like, okay, you know, we got 2 minutes to go in the game and we don't have any timeouts, but you know what? Somebody's going to make a play and we're going to win anyway. You know, that's the part I remember. You know, that they keep comparing this 2019 team to 1990. And I've said with you that we were really good. Well, I think we were 12-0. Before we lost, but it was that feeling, like, okay, yeah, you know, okay, we're down by a touchdown or we're down by a field goal or whatever it was. We just knew that somehow we were going to win, and when we didn't, it was like, wait, how'd that happen? You know, how did we lose?
Seemed impossible to lose.
It seemed impossible, absolutely impossible. And those are the things. That's the confidence piece that I remember, both lack of confidence and confidence.
and you guys
snowball.
That was a 12-0
snowball effect.
was a 12-0 start, you said?
I think we were 12-0.
And that was so that was Montana and Young. There wasn't any controversy at that point, was there?
No, because Joe, he didn't get hurt. He got hurt, unfortunately, in the NFC Championship game, and when Leonard Marshall hit him in the back.
Right, when you guys lost to the Giants,
against the
right?
Giant. Right. Yeah. But no, there wasn't any contract. I mean, Joe had just been Super Bowl MVP. Well, yeah, Super Bowl MVP, 89-90 Super Bowl. League MVP that year in 89.
And you guys went 14-2. 14-2.
Yeah, we were 14-2. Yeah. Might even been the MVP of the league in 1990 again. I don't remember exactly.
Yeah, I don't remember either. But that what a year. Good comparison. So I can imagine that you're going to be at the game on Monday night and probably glued to it, where I don't think anybody's going to leave their seat, right? That's not going to be a game where you leave your seat.
I will be there to the end. I'm excited to see the atmosphere. You know, Monday night games always have good atmosphere anyway. It's going to be even better. Division rivalry, you know, the whole nine yards.
Really looking forward to talking about it next Tuesday, Steve. Thanks a lot, and have fun at the game.
All right. Thanks, Joe.
That's former 49ers quarterback Steve Bono. And as we said, we'll talk next Tuesday about the 49ers game at home on Monday Night Football against the Seattle Seahawks. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening to 49ers Extra on thesportsvirus.com.